You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific time. That's 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern time, only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. We are syndicated on the following: iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Deezer, Radio Live, Podbean, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, CastBox, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, Geo7, SiriusXM, and Audible. We are also distributed by the following. Sony Music Entertainment, Sony Music Publishing, The Orchard by Sony, Art 19, and 5050 Global Music, Inc. We manage the following bands and artists, including one of the ones that we're interviewing tonight. We've got Potty Mouth, Black Sabbatha, Don Marlowe, Cleaver, Band of Family, Wicked Star, China Myers, Hollywood Nightmare, Freak Show, Berserk, Derek Webb, actor and producer, Thomas the Red, Voke Hills, Star Daddy, Nola Star, Mortis the Devil's Reject, Lillian Sin, actress, Fallen Fury, Borderline Radio Show, Burn the Ships, Aussie Train, Jane's Addicted, Boffy, and Lucas Humphrey. We are in the studio today, joined by Fallen Fury, of course, and Outlaw Mariachi. We've also, just to let you know, we're the hosts, Jennifer DeVoe and Jennifer DeVoe Muse and James Muse, aka Jenny and the Muse. We've also got Tashina Saunders, aka Silent Giggles. And we've got author China Myers from Pennsylvania, as well as Derek Webb, actor and producer from New Hampshire. We want to give a shout out real quick to the following bars and venues in the Southern California area that we do shows with. Universal Bar and Grill at 4093 Lancashire Boulevard, North Hollywood, California. Shout out to owner Greg Beer. And then we got Rainbow Bar and Grill, 9015 Sunset Boulevard, West Hollywood, California. Shout out to Nick Fuoco from Metal Mayhem Mondays and Tuesdays. Hopefully that will be coming back here soon. And then we got Petey's Place at 6025 Reseda Boulevard, Tarzana, California. And shout out to owner Pete Partello at 267 South Main Street, Los Angeles. Shout out to owners Mark and Angie Cordova. All right, that's Jenny's rundown.
That's a lot.
I know it's a lot to fucking spit off, but I try to do it in the first 5 minutes and make it quick. So
you did it good. You got like 3 minutes and 30 seconds. That's awesome.
Okay, rock on. I'm glad to.
She's going to be like, all right, guys, that's it. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for tuning in today. Next week. No, I'm just kidding.
Hi, Jenny.
We might be joined here in a moment by Derek Webb. You never know with him. Some weeks he shows up and some weeks he doesn't. But he's calling in from New Hampshire, so who knows?
Yeah, he might be.
He does like our health segment for – I don't know, at the very beginning of the show for about 5 minutes. So come on and tell people some healthy stuff to do or eat or whatever. He says, try calling in. I told you video, whack-a-mo. He don't listen.
So he'll
today. And I sent him the link even. I'm like, just click on the fucking link. I mean, it's not that difficult. I love him. I love him dearly. I do. But you know.
It's all good. We'll wait for him. We got all day.
Yeah. Well, you know what the great thing is? You know what the great thing is? This show is called Jenny's Real Talk on the Block.
Oh, yeah.
So the only one that really matters if they're here or not is this bitch. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, did Ricky turn invisible there?
Yeah.
He's got some weird...
That's cool.
Filter thing, which is pretty cool, actually.
He's invisible. I think he took a potion.
I'm seeing him in the middle of his filter. That's about
it. Yeah, I can see him
floating around.
He's floating in the air.
I was messing around with the camera and mic, and I went to the advanced things, and so I was able to download our picture, and I put it here, and so I can actually go back in there and show advanced options, and it'll like
just so we could see you. I mean, it's wonderful to see your logo. I love it. There we go. That's a little better.
Turning invisible again.
Yeah.
Maybe it depends on how you sit or move or whatever. Who knows? Motion censored graphics.
Yeah. I like graphics.
Well, anyway, we are in the house today with Will Bowman from Fallen Fury.
That's me.
As well as Ricky from the Outlaw Mariachi.
Yeah. Arre. Baby.
Right. Well, I'm very excited we get to play some music videos by you guys tonight. Sweet. So that's awesome.
Are we gonna do that right now or like later on?
Well, no, in a few minutes. But we want to talk to you guys a little more about you and what you do. And so we're gonna start off with you, Will. Tell everybody a little bit more about your band and what you do.
Well, let's see. Fallen Fury. Yeah, if you've seen LA Talk Radio, we're on here a couple times a year, and we play. We're a hard rock band. We play rock and roll, and I play guitar. I do some chicken scratches for vocals. It's not that great, but we were paying a homeless guy to do it, but he quit.
I might say you're a little more in the metal genre, but play some hard rock, I guess.
I guess we're in the metal genre, metal, industrial, whatever you want to call it.
More classic metal, really. You know what I mean? Like it's not, you know what I'm saying? Like it's more like a like Metallica type thing. It's not like thrash metal, but it's more classic metal, what you think of.
Yeah,
like,
more classic metal. Yeah, we
like
mix up
70s and 80s kind of stuff.
Yeah, we mix in male and female vocals. Our main singer, Amy's not here right now. And that's pretty much what we do. We make noise and people ask us to come back and make more noise.
They make noise and they strum their guitar on stage. And
sometimes it's in tune even. Sometimes. Not always, but.
Who's going to be playing as your bassist that's Amy. Who's going to be playing as your rhythm guitar and your drums this weekend?
Okay. Yes. Amy Bowman is the main singer. Greg Yoakum. He is our drummer. He's the main guy. And Anthony, our friend in Fresno, he's our rhythm player. So,
nice.
Anthony had some health issues, but he's back and doing good. So, that's who we're just a four piece having fun and making noise. So,
Amy's a double hitter because she isn't just one of your singers, she's also the bassist, which is awesome.
She can play
and then you're
bass.
A singer, but you're a guitarist as well, so it's like, you know, that's awesome.
Well, I had to after the homeless guy quit, so it was me or...
Are you sure that homeless guy wasn't you?
That could have been me. Yeah, that could have been me. That...
Ricky's calling you out, Will.
Yeah,
Ricky's calling
that's probably
you out.
True. That's probably true.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
You guys should hire him as a you know, like a gopher type of guy for the band.
Right. Yeah, so that's what we do. We just play music and kind of play all over the state. And we got something awesome up coming up with Outlaw Mariachi. So we're really excited about that. That is this Saturday.
Yes.
Ricky, what's it about, man?
Yeah, bro. At the Agoura Hills, the canyon. It's going to be
nice. Canyon Club. Oh, right.
He's down there. So we're going to be playing this Saturday at the Agoura Hills Canyon venue. And we're looking forward to rocking out the house with Fallen Fury, Will, and the Familia, you know. Always gets fun there. We'll try to make the best show that we can, as we always try to do with the guys. We just came from a show that we did at the Mammoth Lakes for the festival, for Margarita Festival 2021.
Oh, nice.
It was so awesome. It was just beautiful out there. It's just, you know, I like to run around the stage, and since you're like high up on you know, the elevation, I was like running out of air.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, that's
don't run around too hard then. I mean, damn.
God damn it, I can't rock hard.
How was that drive? How was that drive up at Mammoth?
It was nice. It was nice. Not that bad, actually. It was good.
Really?
Yeah.
We got some. I got some family property up there, man. It always takes me like 6 hours to get up there.
Really?
Oh, damn.
Where are you, going? Oh, because you're going from slow, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
Six hours. Okay. Damn.
Yeah.
Where is Mammoth anyway? I don't really know. I guess.
It's north, going on the, what's the
395. It's on. Where the fuck going is up that? To 395, kind of near Nevada.
I'm like, 395. What the fuck is that? I'm sorry, I don't know. I've never been north of you know, where you guys played last time in October at in Oxnard.
No, ma'am.
I've never been north of Oxnard. That's just sad. I mean, I've been up to 15 to go to Vegas, but that's about it.
If you know where Death Valley is, if you're on your way to Death Valley on 395, it's probably about 2.5 hours north of Death Valley. So you're way in the mountains.
Yeah, so you're going to pass Bishop. And like, if you go, just in case, when you come back, you got to go to Schatz Bakery. Right.
Oh,
You might as well be talking Swahili to me. I'm sorry. I'm from Maine. Now, if you ask me where some shit was in Maine, I can tell you. And it's sad because I've lived here for almost 10 years this time. And yeah, I don't know jack shit about California. That's really sad.
Yeah.
Los Angeles and below, like that's about it.
I think Schatz Bakery is like a what is it, like Denmark, or they make sourdough.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
They make fresh sourdough. It's been there probably since the 60s. But, yeah, family owns it, and they do that in Bishop.
It's got dust on the bags. It's
got, yeah, it's really good.
Dust on the bags. It hasn't been sold yet.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, damn. Too funny.
It's really yeah, it's really good, though.
I think I've heard of it, though.
Hey,
oh, that's hilarious. He's got a bag of it. I don't see any dust. Oh, okay, cool.
It's really good.
It's really fucking
really
good.
Good.
I think it's the water.
Yeah, I think so, too. Yeah, it's really fresh. It comes from the Sierras. Right?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
So try it, all right, Jennifer? Try it when you go up there. So we're going to be up there again on October 30th. So, you know, fucking road trip.
Is that right?
Go, yeah.
Nice. So you're playing up there again in Mammoth?
Yeah, Mammoth. But it's going to be for Dia de los Muertos. So it's going to be like really.
Oh, okay. Very nice.
Get some.
Everybody, you know, dress up and do the awesome costuming and the face paint and all that, because that'd be really badass.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they're going to
make sure you take lots of pictures, Ricky, because I want pictures of that. That would be really fucking righteous, dude.
We'll do. October 30th. And speaking of the show that we have on Saturday, you know.
Yes.
Well, a lot of people are wondering, because of the COVID stuff and all this crazy shit that's going on. Usually, I mean, I don't. They say that you need to show your card, but.
Oh, proof of vaccination?
Proof of vaccination.
Or something saying that you've recently been tested and you're negative or something like that. That's what they usually do. Exactly. One or the other.
Yeah, exactly. One or the other. So, but, I mean, if you don't have that, they'll still let you in. I mean,
oh,
Like blow their
they're not as strict as Lollapalooza, I'm hearing. Okay. Alrighty. Yeah.
They'll just put you over by the bathrooms.
Yeah, they'll just put you like on the side. Like,
where the you're by the trash cans.
Yeah,
the trash.
They can get the tickets.
That's for you, no proof people.
Yeah, they can get the tickets at the door. Usually, they ask in regards to because Canyon uses Ticketmaster and the fees are a bitch when it comes to Ticketmaster.
Oh wow, okay.
So, you know, they recommended us to pretty much tell people to get the tickets at the door. So, because it's a big place, I mean, you know what I mean. So,
I got you.
Yeah, so that way they don't pay the fees with Ticketmaster. So.
Damn. All right, so Ricky, why don't you tell everybody a little more about the Outlaw Mariachi? How long you guys been around and what you do?
Yes. Well, let me, because Mavero Duran is here also. You can let him in. What's up, Mavero?
Hey! What's up, guys?
What's up?
He's the trumpet player. Perfect timing, bro.
Yes.
Hey,
trumpet player.
I thought I should arrive to this interview on Mexican time.
Oh, right on.
I know I'm a little early.
Mexican time. You just woke up from a siesta? You just have a siesta? After your fiesta?
It's more like a siesta after his fiesta.
Yeah, what are you doing in the back of the seat, or the car seat, bro? Or are you in the front?
That was where my siesta was going on. After my fiesta.
I just woke up from a siesta too. Don't feel bad.
I think
when you get older, especially, you got to take a fucking nap. You know what I'm saying? Just. I work like four or five jobs. You know what I mean? So I'm like exhausted.
I got to take a nap from taking a nap.
Right? Exactly. When you get older, it's a nap on top of a nap on top of another nap. You're awake for maybe an hour in between the naps, and then you go right, oh God, I'm tired again. Mm-hmm. Maybe it could be all the weed I smoke. I don't know. I don't know.
Jennifer, is that your wake and bake?
Yes.
That is one of my many wake and bakes today.
That's your sleepy juice.
And then wait, hey. And look. Am I pointing it at you? Can it see you?
Hey, CJ.
Do you see the muse?
Yeah,
I see him. He's right there.
Hey. How's that shit, bro?
I've been waiting.
Who do you think just rolled that blunt off screen just now? That was the muse. The muse is my backup. He makes sure that I have all provisions during the broadcast, such as weed, possibly alcohol. Sometimes you just never know.
I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm the dude
to roll the blunt. He's my Snoop Dogg, blunt roller. Anyway.
So she was asking about the band. It was perfect timing. That's why.
Yes. Let people know, I love what you guys do. So let everybody know how you fuse your music together. I love it.
Well, the Outlaw Mariachi, also known as LA's premier rock mariachi band. What we do is we fuse, we basically, our center is traditional mariachi style, and we built, we added a lot of rock elements, but also we added other elements as far as like Latin jazz, some salsa elements, some Afro-Cuban, even some Brazilian, and we take little things here and there of musics that we love. Because it's not like everyone in the band is not just like a one-dimensional musician. Everybody brings something different to the table. And we like to bring those elements that we love of every single style of music and combine it into the Outlaw Mariachi. The Outlaw Mariachi, when you listen to it, it is kind of a different breed of rock band more than I was. Because a lot of times people see the name Outlaw Mariachi, the first thing they think of is, oh, there's the guys with the big hats and they sing ay, 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 ay all day. No.
It's actually, you guys are not like that.
It's actually quite the opposite. Like, you know, it's,
we kind of do, but like not a little.
but you take popular rock and metal songs and you turn them into mariachi style music, which is amazing.
True, and I think that more with the outlaw mariachi, it's more of, because we do have a mariachi style, but what we've created has kind of been it's kind of more going towards just its own thing, because even though we use mariachi elements, when you listen to the band, it's basically it's like a new style of rock. And it's because it is, you can still hear the elements of mm-hmm. traditional mariachi style, but you know, it's, you just can't help but to move and to dance and to bang your head, all the above with the band. You know, right now we do, like you had mentioned, a lot of classic rock songs. We do some metal, we do some Spanish rock, we also do some mariachi mm-hmm. songs, but we rockify them, you know. And yeah. It's a good time. It's a really good time for everybody. And as far as we know, from the people that we've seen, it seems like a lot of people are enjoying it, because we are.
Yeah.
It's
amazing. They're like songs you can sing along to, like songs you already know, a lot of them are. And it's a completely unique style mm-hmm. of music. I've never seen anything like it. You guys are very, very creative, and you're not like anything else I've seen.
Oh, well, thank you. And I also like to tell people that, you know, coming to a show, it's not just going to watch a band play, but it's an experience, because not only do we play the music, but we love to mess around with the crowd. So we're going to have mm-hmm. a lot of fun. We're going to act like idiots. Some people are going to act like idiots back. We encourage bad behavior. You know, yeah. So it's a really good time at our shows, and it's definitely not a sit down and watch type of show crowd. You know, it's everyone's going to get up, dance, bang their head. Sometimes there's even a mosh pit. I mean, it's a great time, and sometimes there's nudity when there's not supposed to be.
Even if you're not there,
did you say nudity?
Oh, shit. I got his attention.
Yeah, I got Will's attention.
Yeah, no, we encourage bad behavior. Hey? And sometimes that means get naked.
Nice.
When it's hot enough.
Hey, on a serious note, how have you guys been dealing with the whole, the whole COVID thing and different rules in different counties and states? Because we'll play Northern, Southern California, and man, it's just seems like every place we go has different rules and different venues and promoters. You know, they want us to wear a mask right before, and then sometimes the audience has to be so far back, and it's we're glad that people can come out and have fun and get out of the house instead of being locked up. How do you guys deal with that?
Well, I mean, so far there really hasn't been as far as anything really extravagant. In some of the venues, we see it obviously in the attendance, because they can only allow so many people in.
Right.
But realistically, there's been a lot of videos that they don't care. And, but so far, I think that the jobs that we've accepted have been a lot of jobs that had things in place. Like, we've actually been doing a lot of festivals, outdoor events.
That helps a lot. Yeah,
it does help. But also right now our schedule, and purposely, we're not terribly busy right now. I mean, we're just booking like one or two shows on weekends, you know, and we're not trying to overwhelm ourselves, but also you can't, you know, especially now that the, you know, cases are rising again, and people are starting to put more restrictions on things. And we're seeing it, because it actually has affected some of the shows that we have coming up. Mm-hmm. And so we just kind of have to go with it. And right now if they allow us to play, they allow people to party, that's great. But we understand that any time now it could go backwards, and they can tell us, you know what, we have to cancel. And we understand that. It's like, okay, yeah, that's basically the time we're living in now.
Right. And, we're in the same boat. We got stuff, and it could change totally. So, yeah. Well, that's good. That's good. You guys are kind of rolling with the punches, and I think we all have to right now. So, You know, the outside stuff is great, though. If you can get an outside one,
yeah,
that's really good.
It's just everybody. Realistically, whether what you believe or what you don't believe of what's going on, or, you know, if you believe in vaccinations or if you don't believe in vaccinations, it's just everybody has a responsibility to take in this, you know, and it doesn't matter what you believe, you know, because to a lot of people, this is just something that's over exaggerated. But to a lot of people who've lost loved ones, this is very real to them. And so I think it's just everybody, no matter what you believe, everyone just has to take some responsibility in society, and to show that you care about other people in society, that, you know what, even though you might not agree with it, I'm just going to go with it and then help this thing get over with, so we can go back to just being able to convene with people, and with people you love, with people who, some meeting some new strangers that you're going to make some bad decisions with. You know, we all want to live that again, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, but we're going through it. I'm sure, like I said, you guys are doing the same thing. You know, you're just on your toes, constantly on your toes, and, you know, you just never know what's going to happen. But we're just we're ready when time calls.
Right on.
Right. I think we should play a video right about now. Is what I think we should do.
Do it.
What do you want to play, Will? What did you send, and what are we playing first?
Is it the video that I made with Kim Kardashian? I didn't think that one was out yet.
I think we all want to make a video with Kim Kardashian. Oh, sorry. What? I did not just say that. Yeah. Will?
Well, hey, they sent some videos too, so maybe have Sam take a look. But
just say a name, whatever you want to play.
Oh, let's do Following Intently. Put Following Intently on if Sam's got that up.
All right, Sam, can we play Following Intently by Fallen Fury? Jenny's Real Talk of the Blog. Hopefully it'll pop up here. Fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome.
That was a great video.
Fuck yeah. That looked really good.
Awesome.
I like that.
Do you write the songs, Will?
Or do I?
Yeah.
No, Amy tends to write the lyrics. We did probably like your band. Someone comes up with an idea and then, hey, that doesn't completely suck. And then we kind of, put some news in it. It doesn't completely suck. And then, that's just, we kind of monkey around with it. But Amy's the one who really comes up with the vocals and ideas for that. And
sweet, man.
Yeah, yeah.
All right,
I missed her. I can't wait to see her on Saturday.
She'll be there. She's waiting to see you guys. She's waiting to see
you guys. I know. I can't wait. I miss her. Yeah. I haven't seen her in a while.
Yep. She's ready to go. Everybody's ready to play. We're really excited. We're going to be out here. And then let's see. Next month we'll be in Fresno. And
where are you guys playing?
Oh, yeah. Tell everybody your dates, where you're playing, and the date and all that.
Where are we playing? Let's see, September 4th. Yeah, September 4th, we're playing in Fresno at a place called the Next Bar. That's really cool. Really cool hard rock dive bar. Love that place.
Yeah.
So shout out to Scott. Scott over at the dive bar. At the Next Bar. Mm-hmm. And then, we may be doing something at the Whiskey. We don't know yet. On the 22nd? And then let's see, we're playing in Las Vegas at the dive bar over there off the strip. And
nice.
And then somewhere in Henderson, I guess the next night. This is on October 8th and October 9th.
Going on a road trip.
You guys are busy.
Yeah.
And then I think we're back in Fresno on the 16th at the Fulton 55 playing with Betrayal or something like that. And then we're done for the whole year and wait till January again.
So what's your last date?
The 16th.
Of October?
Of October, yeah. 16th of October at Fulton 55. And then holidays. A lot of eating and making tamales, man. Got to make them tamales and cookies and stuff.
Christmas tamales.
So we can sell them in the parking lot at Walmart.
That's right. That's right. I make my tamales.
I thought it was the Home Depot. Sorry.
Hey, we can sell those at the merch table too, bro. Just put like a sticker on them.
Yeah. Right. They would totally buy it.
Some awesome.
You can sell a lot of those damn things.
Yeah, we should call it the Altamale.
There you go.
The Altamale. Outlaw tamale.
Yeah,
Outlaw Tamale
Mariachi.
All right, I want to play videos from the Outlaw Mariachi.
Yeah.
So what did you play? We're going to do a two-pack, so we're going to do two songs back-to-back.
Okay.
Because we have like 14 minutes left. I want to make sure we get this.
I sent a whole video, and then I sent a promo video. So that you can see most of the songs that we do. So if you want to play the promo video first.
That's perfect.
And then we can.
Okay, so do the promo video and then do the other one.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the name of what's the song that you're doing in the video that you sent?
It's Black Magic Woman. It's got the.
By ABBA. Isn't that by ABBA?
Huh?
I don't know. I do remember that song though, but yeah.
Black Magic Woman. It's got the Dia de los Muertos motif on it. And so hopefully everybody enjoys it.
Oh, hell yeah. All right. So we're going to play. Yes, we're going to play the promo video that he sent. And then we're going to play Black Magic Woman.
Yeah.
For the Outlaw Mariachi.
Orale.
Ole.
Production?
I know, I'm waiting. He's sending messages. Hold on.
He says, I don't have those
songs. He says, I don't have those songs. Okay, what does that mean? All right. Hold on. I'm reading.
Carnival.
Carnival. Oh, no, that's.
Oh, that's ours.
Oh, you should have gotten some videos for also from the Outlaw Mariachi. My bad.
Yeah, that was on a Monday or Tuesday. He sent those out.
Yeah.
Okay.
I sent them to, I think, Sam. Uh-huh, Sam.
Yeah. LATalkRadio.com. Mm-hmm. Oh, damn. He said he doesn't have those. Okay.
Oh, well.
I do apologize. I'm so sorry. I don't know what happened.
It's all good. I mean, if you guys want to watch the videos, you can always go to our YouTube channel and make sure you subscribe, because we got all the videos out there. In the beginning, when we were at Chattels of Rock, we had a podcast. It's pretty funny. So if you guys want to check it out too, it's right there. We have like a couple of other songs.
You guys got a podcast?
We had a podcast, yeah. I mean, we
had some really cool special guests on there too, man.
Yeah. Well, thanks for the invite.
we had guys on the show that were Felipe Esparza was on one of our shows.
Oh, damn.
We had Jeff Scott Soto was on another show. You know, we had some really cool special guests, man. So you can check out our podcast. We're due for another one.
Yeah, we are.
Right? Yeah. Hey, but, so you guys, check out their YouTube channel. Do you guys have a website people could also go to find links to your stuff?
TheOutlawMariachi.com. And on there, you can find the links to our Facebook, to our Instagram, our Twitter, and also the link to our YouTube channel.
So awesome.
Yeah. So can I say the shows that we have scheduled?
Yes, go for it. You tell everybody what's going on.
All right, so everybody knows about the show this Saturday, right? And
we have a show Saturday?
Yeah. I don't know.
Is that this weekend?
That's with Fallen Fury, dog.
Jeez.
Oh. Yeah, we know.
At the Agoura Hills Canyon. And then next week we start the tour, right, Pato?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're
looking forward to that.
Yeah.
What? Where at?
Oh, so we're gonna be opening for Max Sabbath, the drive-through metal, for four shows. We're gonna start in San Francisco at the Great American Ballroom.
Yeah, something like that.
Music.
Oh, that's a nice venue.
Yeah.
That one, and then the next day, which is the 26th,
Holy Diver
at
Sacramento.
Holy Diver.
we take one day of drive. We'll go to Portland, Oregon to play at Dante's, also opening for Max Sabbath, and then we'll end up it's a mini tour for us. We'll, because they'll continue on with their tour. I think they're doing like probably two more months. And so the last one would be for us with them would be at El Corazon in Seattle. And from there, we come back. Yeah. It's going to be fun.
Lots of videos so we can watch them.
Yeah. Have you seen, Jennifer, have you seen Max Sabbath?
Yeah. No, but I would love to.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That's probably one of the only ones that I haven't seen.
Really?
And of course, I manage one, and I was asked to manage another one. All Black Sabbath. It's crazy.
Really?
I have an Aussie band, a Black Sabbath band, and I have a Jane's Addiction band.
But I will say this, Outlaw Mariachi, a little bit better.
Outlaw Mariachi's badass.
A little bit better than Max Sabbath. That's just my opinion, though. That's just mine.
It's a different full experience. Like, it's crazy. I love it. It's a crazy show.
They put a lot of work into that show.
Yeah.
It's just funny.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to play another one of ours, Man from Torrid?
Yeah.
Yes. So you want to do Man from Torrid?
Yeah.
All right. Sam, let's play Man from Torrid by Fallen Fury.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck you. Yeah.
let me guess. That's a church song.
That's a church song.
It's a church song.
Yeah.
Hey, bro. Fucking Rob Zombie and nothing on you.
The Come to Jesus song.
That's a Come to Jesus song. Yeah.
The Come to Jesus song.
Come to Jesus song.
The man comes for red.
Wow.
Fuck that.
Hello. Hey, how's everything in Los Angeles there, Ms. Jen? Are things getting better for everybody, or what's up?
We're kind of going backwards.
Oh, backwards?
And that fucking worries me. Because they had it so, like, especially if you're vaccinated, like, you don't have to wear your mask in public. You can go inside, like, stores and restaurants. You didn't have to wear it. Blah, blah, blah. They lifted the full ban, everything. And all of a sudden, now COVID cases started going up again because of this fucking Delta variant. So now we got to wear masks again, inside and outside, apparently. And I'm like, well, if nobody else is fucking around me but the Muse, I don't give a shit. I'm not wearing it. If I'm outside and I'm not around other people, it's just me and him, then I don't care. Yeah, if I'm a group of people, I'll wear it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm respectful, but I am also vaccinated, thank God. So
is the Muse.
You know what I mean? And I just knew eventually it was going to be to this point where concerts were going to expect it, as would be like airports, airplanes, things like that. Eventually, they might be like, you know, you have to show proof of vaccination or whatever, and like, you know what I'm saying? So.
Mm-hmm.
I just know eventually this shit's coming, so why not just fucking do it? But you know what I want to talk about you guys real quick. Can you please just tell everybody, we went through where we're going to find you. It's the outlawmariachi.com.
Yes.
And you guys can find everything. Just type in the Outlaw Mariachi on Facebook, Instagram. Be like, Google that, bitch. That's all I'm saying. It's not that hard. Just type in the Outlaw Mariachi, and you will find these guys. Mm-hmm. And come on out to the show this Saturday. Hang out with Jenny and the Muse and the guys from the Outlaw Mariachi and Fallen Fury. And I should say gals. There's gals in this one, too.
There's gals
in this, too. But anyway, come on out to the show at the Canyon Club in Agora Hills. Mm-hmm. What time does the show start?
The doors open at 6, sorry.
Okay, doors open at 6. And what time do you guys play?
7 p.m.
Okay, awesome. And you guys start at about 8:30, probably?
Around 8 or 8:30. Yeah, just...
Okay, 8:30. Okay, awesome. Come on, hang out with Jenny and the Muse. This has been Jenny's Real Talk of the Blog. We want to thank Fallen Fury and the Outlaw Mariachi. I'm going to go post links to your videos and your pages and everything on my Facebook page here in a moment. And Fallen Fury, just type in Fallen Fury.
That's how you do it.
F-A-L-L-E-N and then F-U-R-Y, Fallen Fury. You can find them on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, probably on fucking Tumblr and Pinterest. I don't fucking know. They're everywhere. Type them in. FallenFury.com.
Yeah, FallenFury.com and FallenFury.net. We got both.
Fuck yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We nabbed them both.
Next week, real quick, we have coming up, we've got the Rock You Foundation with Scum Love next Wednesday on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. I want to thank all of you for watching, listening, and everything else. The week after that, September 1st, we're going to have Vocals. Come check it out. Come be part of the experience. And come hang out with us this Saturday, Candy Club in Agora Hills.
Until
next week, peace out.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.